mic is way too high for me. Okay, so as they said, I am a junior in high school at Cranston West, which is in Rhode Island. And Rhode Island, you don't tend to think, is a very religious place. It usually has more of a secular connotation to it. However, I found out that wasn't exactly true. All of this began for me when I was really a sophomore, but the first time I noticed the prayer was when I was a freshman in high school at the end of the year. It was only a couple weeks left, and a friend of mine told me that there was a prayer on the wall in the auditorium, and I went in to see it, and when I did, I was pretty surprised. I didn't think that my school would have something like that in it. I've been an out-of-the-closet atheist only since all of this started. Prior to that, I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't really identify as an atheist to other people. It was really just something that I told only my family. I was afraid that I would lose a lot of my friends if I did come out. And that actually happened. I did lose some friends. However, I was not so out of the closet until the prayer stuff started. I went to a subcommittee after a parent filed a formal complaint to the ACLU over the summer. I had been doing research on the prayer, on prayers in schools in general, and during that time, over the summer, another parent kind of beat me to it and made a complaint. There were some subcommittee meetings that happened because the school didn't want to just remove it right away. And I went to one in November with my friend who was on the subcommittee. When they had formed, she sent in a letter saying that she'd be interested in joining. They discussed it for a while, and at the conclusion of the meeting, they said that they wanted to hold another meeting, basically. I had spoken at that meeting, and I identified myself as an atheist. When I did, somebody gasped, and yeah, and somebody else whispered under their breath that I was a little witch. So I didn't feel very welcome there, obviously, from the very beginning. They had another meeting, and I also went to that one. And at that meeting, there was a lot more people. And they were all wearing signs around their necks that said, "Keep original banner." And they were pretty angry. I don't think all of them knew why they were there, though. Some of them seemed really confused. They just said, "Someone's trying to destroy God," and then they all jumped in a van or something. At these meetings, though, there was a lot of irrelevant stuff that people had to say. A lot of people were talking about abortion and how prayers in school somehow lower the teen pregnancy rate, I guess. And this was all coming from people who didn't really know the prayer existed before. So it's kind of ridiculous. And I spoke at that meeting also, and, you know, a lot of people... I could feel how much people hated me. People were staring at me. They were glaring. Definitely there was gossiping going on in the back. From the very, very beginning of all this, it was very unfriendly. They were angry from the very start. And that was reflected at school, too. In my school, it was on the news a couple of times. And when that happened, weird things started happening. At first, I didn't think anyone would really care. But as it turns out, I would sneeze in class and people would scream, "God bless you," in my face. It was only after they just refused to take it down. They had another meeting, the final meeting, and the full committee voted on keeping the prayer, or not to keep the prayer, and they decided to keep it. And as a result, the ACLU had contacted me, and I told them that I would become the plaintiff in a lawsuit against my city. So we did. In April, I think it was April 4th or 5th, we filed a lawsuit against the city of Cranston to take the prayer down. And that, the next day in school, that caused a lot of trouble. In school the next day, I went into homeroom, and people were already talking about it. They were saying that I was mad, stupid, and things like that. So when we all rose to say the pledge, I don't say it because I don't agree with it. I think the under God shouldn't belong there. When we rose to say the pledge, though, people at the appropriate time turned and yelled under God at me. And I think that was probably the first time that I realized the magnitude of what was happening. These people, I don't think they had ever talked to me before, but they were making judgments about me and they were calling me names, and it was really hurtful. And for a long time, I was really bothered by it. I went home that day and I was crying. The whole day, I think, was ruined because of that one thing that happened in homeroom. And it didn't stop there either. Like was mentioned before, a friend of mine, we were both removed from school one day because people in the school, there was a rumor going around that someone wanted to beat us up. And that happened several times. Not that we were removed, but that rumors were going around the school saying that people wanted to beat us up. And that can be scary. It can be really scary, especially because there has been some violence in my school recently. So within all of this, I've started becoming much more open about my atheism, and I started feeling a lot more confident saying that. In school, it bothers me a lot, but I'm able to kind of put it aside and just get through my day. It does get really hard, though. I do have days when I come home from school crying. Sometimes when I get off the bus, if I'm taking the bus that day, people will drive past my house screaming things out the window. One event that I remember from last year was during Diversity Week at my school. Yeah. And the Chinese-American mayor of my city came in to give a talk about minorities and how even as minorities, he succeeded and he became mayor, despite some discrimination he faced. And at the end of his presentation, he decided to do a Q&A. And one of the students at my school asked him how he felt about the school prayer. And he pointed to it. We were in the auditorium at the time. He pointed to it, and he said, "I would like to see that prayer stay exactly where it is." And at that, just about every single person in the auditorium started cheering and clapping, and they all stood up and started, you know, cheering on the mayor for basically being a complete hypocrite. So I was sitting there, and I was trying not to cry. It was really unexpected. Not that I didn't know what his opinion on it was prior to that. He had said on TV once that my family was just looking for money. In case that comes up, we're asking for $25. Yeah. The legal advice was to do that. I didn't want any money from this. I also am not lying when I say that this is offensive. The prayer can be offensive. It's entitled School Prayer. It addresses our Heavenly Father, and it ends with Amen. They've argued that it isn't a prayer. They've argued that it's historical. They've made every claim there is. But one claim that I don't think they can fairly make is that I'm not offended by this. Because I am, and other people are too. Even Christians are. I have a Muslim friend who is. They're trying to keep the prayer in the school simply for the reason of pushing God onto people who don't want it pushed on them. And they've succeeded many times. In my school, there are atheists who have told me that they disagree with what I'm doing. And I'm always a little bit sad when I hear that, because it seems that they just haven't really thought about it enough. Because when I was younger, I didn't think that this would be a problem. I didn't see this as necessarily something that needed to be fought all the time. But the more research I did, the more I learned, I found out that religion can be a big problem. And that kind of inspired me to, when I saw this prayer, start fighting it. And when I was faced with the option of suing my city, I decided to say yes. It's been really hard, and I mean, it's been really hard. But I'm going to get through this, and hopefully when I do, the prayer will be removed. The court hearing for this case is going to be on October 13th, and that should be the first of potentially many more hearings and court dates. The city is trying to drag this out as long as they possibly can. So unfortunately, I don't have a conclusion for you yet, but hopefully I will soon. And I have been writing a lot about it. I write about a lot of the hate I've received and a lot of the things that are going on at school. I am trying to start an SSA in my high school. And that's been kind of difficult with finding a teacher sponsor, but Well, people don't want to be associated with me. Teachers often just don't really want to have any other connection with me other than they're my teacher. Same goes for students. But we did manage to find a teacher last week, and we're really excited about that. And I've decided to make this very short because I want to be able to take a lot of questions. So I would like to open up the Q&A now.